Good morning, everyone. We're up to day 120. We're getting closer. Closer to the end. Eight more days of Chabad Chaim until we finish.
And then what are we doing? Starting over again? I hope.
We're going to dance. Yeah. So,
Chabad Chaim
says after the fact. What do you do? Yesterday we spoke about a scenario where you have a friend that you have he's a pretty easy guy to get fooled. And you also have the store owner who's a very shrewd store owner. And you know the store owner is going to cheat your friend. So it's a good shit up, really. But what do you do if this guy's your friend? He's going to get sued. He's going to get cheated. So we said yesterday, if it's going to be a constructive purpose, then tell your friend, don't buy there. Right, we said if you keep all the five conditions, the rechilus for a specific purpose, then you can, yes, tell your friend about it. Correct? Mm-hmm. However, what do you do if you already bought the coat? This guy went, he thinks he got this fancy Calvin Klein jacket. Right? And meanwhile, it's fake. And it's really taped up.
Oh, he's smart. Sorry.
So what's halacha? Let's say he already got cheated. What do you do? What do you do if the guy already got cheated?
So then there's no other.
Keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
The only knowledge might be for the future.
Nachon.
If you can prevent something.
Nachon. So the halacha is like this. If it's not going to make a difference in the future, because this guy buys a coat once every 10 years, right? He went to this guy's cheater's coat store, right?
Only question is if.
And halacha, he can't get his money back. What's halacha? How do you get your money back? If it was way overcharged from the normal price.
20%, no?
Really, it's a sixth. 1/6.
18%.
How much is that?
It's like 18%.
So if there is an official price to this thing, the normal price, and this guy overcharged you, right, then you could tell a person, because then invest in, and halakhically he could get his money back.
What if it's counterfeits, like fake Gucci's, fake Rolex?
What about that?
You're charging a regular price and they're fake.
Yeah, so then if it's more than a six because you find that it's fake, so you can return. So then you can tell your friend, you know, that jacket you bought is fake or that watch you bought is fake, because then halakhically he has to return your money. Well, in a case where he cannot get a refund, you're not allowed to tell him there's no constructive purpose in your Lashon Hara. And then the Gemara said that if someone bought something and it's not really so good, you tell him you got a good deal. The Gemara said when you see someone, tell him you got a good kala, even though you didn't see her, you don't know what she is. Tell everybody that you got a kala now of a chasuda, no matter what. Even though you don't know.
That's what they say in the Gemara.
It's Gemara Kedushin.
Right, but a kala is special.
They say you look at her, because you tell it, it doesn't matter, like his own board, something. It doesn't matter if it was good or bad. You tell him who's good. Right. You tell him it's good. If it's in a situation, it's not like he got cheated. So doesn't you have to look at the cow? You tell the guy you got a beautiful and kind cow. The person lets
it. That's what it says. Yeah. Things about the cow.
But you got yourself a super deluxe.
I said, but the wife said, what if it's not true? So the wife said, you're allowed to lie.
True. I want not lying.
Probably the wife said, even if it's not true, you're allowed to tell him. Because really, for him, it's good. For him, it's good. If this is what he picked, this is what he likes. For him, it's good. It's not a lie that it's good. For you, that's right. His wife is very bad to you.
If you have work done at your house, a contractor comes and he does horrible work, are you allowed, and then someone asks you, hey, how is that guy?
So this is a constructive right. You keep all the rules. You can't exaggerate. You went through all the rules.
Right, okay.
You could tell him if you keep all the rules.
Right, okay,
if you keep the rules, which you can find in this book in day 77, or in Hilchot Chavetz Chaim, the rules are all to Ellis.
Right, okay.
You could tell. If you fulfill all the conditions, then you can, yes, tell the person that he did a very special job.
I wouldn't use him again.
I wouldn't use. Yeah, but you have to make sure you keep all the halachas.
Right.
You guys need to say why, this and that.
Really?
Fine.
Crazy.
Yeah, price isn't always the best.
Sometimes you get what you pay for.
And you get better. Some people pay less and get very good too.
Fine. What about if the guy ready? So here also, the Mar says, it says midrash shachar tiyachuk. You have to distance yourself from a lie. So the guy got a beautiful car. Let's say a guy bought something and he can't get his money back. You know he got overcharged, 10%. So then you're not allowed to tell him that he got overpriced. And there also, that it's not a problem that you're lying. This guy said you think it was a good price. He paid $10 extra, only 10% extra. You can't tell him it was a bad price. Maybe you're lying to him. We said earlier that preserving peace is a form of truth. So therefore, you're saying the truth by telling him you got a good deal is actually saying the truth because you're preserving
isn't
peace.
Isn't that hard enough for the future?
What?
Isn't that hard enough for the future?
No,
because if you got a good deal on this, he's going to want to go there again.
No, right? If it's good, again, if it's going to make a difference for the future, he could get cheated again. You're right. Okay. We're talking about a case here where it's like one thing, the guy bought a coat from a store. He's not like going so soon.
Okay.
So then, right, that's our case.
The guy bought it 10%.
Also, the Chofetz Chaim says another thing, another important halacha. If, let's say the person could get his money back. Everyone listening? You know this halacha already? If, let's say, I'm going to tell, let's say the person did get cheated, he could get his money back. He was overcharged $200. Right? I tell this guy, you go back to the store, halachically he can get his money back. But this person is has a loose tongue. And he's going to go back to the store owner, and he say, do you know this and this guy, Ruvay, told me that you cheated me. That's also Aser. Because he's going to speak Rechilas. So if this guy also has a loose tongue, you're also not allowed to tell him how you shouldn't tell him he got cheated, because he's going to go spread and say, you were the one who told him, he's going to make a fight, get you into a mess, to speak Rechilas about you. If this guy has a loose tongue, he's going to lose out, that you're not allowed to tell him that he got cheated, because he's going to end up stoking a whole fight. Is that good?
69. The problem, especially that with when it comes to computers.
Fine. We know how seriously the Torah views fraud. But something, right, and it's something which just destroys the world. Nevertheless, the need to expose fraud does not grant us a license to cause another Jew to sin and cause strife among the Jewish people. Even though your friend got cheated, if he's going to make a whole fight now out of this thing, to make a huge fight, then you're not allowed to, because the machlokes is worse than fraud. So you say, what do you mean? I'm right, because I can make a fight against him, because he cheated me. It's not true. The Torah views machlokes worse than fraud. Even though fraud is terrible, machlokes and stealing is terrible, machlokes is going to be worse. So if this is going to make a whole big fight, and he's going to say, oh, Ruvay told me that you cheated me, and then he's going to go back to Ruvay and say, why did you say I cheated him, and make a whole fight?
Where does it say that?
In Chavetz Chaim. Where does it say? I don't know. Chavetz Chaim brings it down. He says, La Halacha. He says, Machlaika. I don't know. Does he bring a Gemara for it right now? He says, I don't know. Right here. I'm sure in the Sefer, I'm sure he brings, and if you look at the Hebrew version, I'm sure he'll bring down where he's coming from. It's chapter, Hilchos Rechilas, the second part of the Sefer. Chapter 9, Halacha 11 and 12. If you want to look up the source over there in the Hebrew edition, he brings down all the sources on bottom of everything. In Hebrew, so
it's day 120.
Just today was day 120. She lived till 120.
And we're on 18B.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Menachem, now we're going to try to learn a little bit. Now we're going to try to learn. You ready to learn with us?
No choice.
Okay. And also, maybe I won't be happy. Fine. Let's see. So now we're holding on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Baruch Hashem. We're holding Yud Ches Amud Beis. 18B. We're ready. We're halfway down the page. We're across from Tyson's Uman Tana the Pollock. That Uman Tana the Pollock. Basically across. Basically across. Not exactly. Two lines up. Up to Amar Rabbi Laza, Amar Rabbi Hashem. Amar Rabbi Hashem. Like Karina.
Like
25 lines from the top, about
right in the center,
right after the mitosis.
Okay, yeah.
Same place we were 2 days ago.
We learned the whole half of Amr. We were on Yud Ches Amud Aleph last time you were here. We turned the page.
Yes.
The same place on the other side of the page. Yeah. Amr Rebbe Elazar, Amr Rebbe Shaya. Bikurim Anachem Makavis Pan. Bikurim. Remember, we had the whole sugya. We're going back to our original sugya where everything started from. Right, the first case in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that when you bring Bikurim, the halacha is, what do you do when you bring Bikurim, your first fruits? You bring to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And then you read Arami Evid Abi, you read the whole thing, and you Hakar Satayt Hashem, and then you give it, then you wave it with the coin, and then you put it down, the fruits, right in front of the Mizbeach. You put it down in the Azara, in the courtyard, in front of the Mizbeach. Now, come to Rabbi Elazar Rishai says, by Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akavispen. The putting down, that step of the process, that holds back from the Kayin from eating it. It'll hold back that you didn't do it properly. Kriya, however, the reading, Ein Makaris Ben. If you skip the step of reading all those psukim, right, which is part of your mitzvah deraisa, then it does not hold it back, and the kohen could still eat it.
Did we ever decide which was step one, which was step two, putting down or wait or free up?
It's really a shaila in the. Let's assume now you kriya is first. Sorry, that may not be a question. Let's assume now, just for the way I usually say it, the kriya was first. Because there is a question exactly what came first. Good, they bring down the fancy gemara. There is a question exactly which came first. I usually say it's usually the flow that the kriya came first. The psukim, the kriya came first. But anyways, is that good, Rav Feil Baruch? So they bring down, there could be a question which way went first. It's a good question. Let's assume it's a sheet that now kriya went first. Good. So now, what's Rav Ishai coming to do? Say, we already had this sukkah. So until now, what was Rav Ishai's opinion in our Mishnah? What did our Mishnah say?
Kriya
Mekah. Kriya is Ma'akif. Right, Rav Yitzchak, what do you say in our Mishnah? Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva, which just came out with our Mishnah, we said the author is Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva, they hold that if you miss the reading, you didn't read the psukim, it's disqualified, it's not good bikurim. The Kohen cannot eat it yet until you read properly. Correct?
Correct.
Comes Rav Elazar in the name of Rav Ishai, who is a Amira. He says, we paskin like the Rabbanim, who argue, who say that reading is not ma'akas. Even though we have a Stam Mishnah, which is a halacha, is like a Stam Mishnah, and therefore you would think if you didn't read it, you it's not good, it's invalid. Kader Mishai says, no, we don't pass it like the Stam Mishnah halacha. He's Amira, he's saying the halacha is like the Rabbanah, not like our Mishnah. That Kriya is not disqualified. That's where Mishai's Chiddush. That's what he came to tell us. Now we know what he came for. That's
so if you can't read it for either A, you're blind,
but
or
they could read it.
You can't read it.
Right.
You're exempt.
La halacha, if you didn't read it, it's still good. You should read it. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
No, but if you can't.
If you did not read it. If you can't, I don't know. Here's some of it. If you did not read it. If you can't, the Gemara is going to talk about it. That's the big problem. If you can't read it. The Gemara is going to say, if you can't, it's very different if you didn't. The Gemara is going to say. But there's no reason why you can't. You say, repeat after me.
Right.
You say, Arami. Avi. You repeat it. There's no reason why you can't read it. Just say it after him. Good? Fine. But we're going to see soon, it is a problem if you cannot read. If it's impossible. Again, Amar Elazar Ben Shai, Bikurim, that was the halacha by Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akavis, the putting down in front of the Mizbech does hold it back from the proper, from being accepted properly. The Kohen cannot eat it. Kriya, however, reading a Ma'akavis, we hold like the Rabbanan, and that's the halacha. Comes the Gemara and asks, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hafi? Right? Did Rabbi Elazar really say such a thing? How could Rabbi Elazar tell me this in the name of Rabbi Yeshaya? Then Rabbi Elazar really say such a thing? But Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yeshaya, Hifrish Bikurim. Kaidim Lachag. Let's say you separated the Bikurim, you put them on the side to be Bikurim before the Chag, before Sukkot. Va'amar Alein HaChag, and then you pass by Sukkot, and you did not bring them to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Halacha is Yarkivu. The halacha is you have to let them rot. Now, what's this halacha? When are you supposed to bring Bikurim L'chatchila? You're supposed to bring Bikurim between... When are you supposed to bring Bikurim? Rabbi Yitzchak, when do you bring Bikurim?
Rosh Hashanah.
And? Chanukah. Really, the time is between Shavuos and Chanukah. That's the most... the big span of time. However...
Well, Hanukkah then, what could be?
What
base of English are you talking about here? There's no Hanukkah, there's no time Hanukkah.
What we call Chanukah. It's true. What we call. Wow. First of all, what's called the second Mishnah? Of course it was Chanukah. It's another 200 years. Of course it was Chanukah, the second Mishnah.
Okay, so
it was.
We're just saying it was that time period.
We're
not letting Allah. We're giving the time, about the time. It was the same time, basically. For us, it's called Chanukah.
Mid-December.
And the first base of English was the official date?
It's the same time. It's from the Pesukh. We call it now Chanukah. Is that right?
No date.
Say Rosh Chodesh Tevis.
Okay,
it was or it wasn't? You don't know. There was a date. We're calling it Hanukkah now. It's the same halacha.
It's covered under Hagigim. Hagigah.
Fine. So what are we saying? So we're saying like this. Because basically Chazal said that's the time to bring. That's the time to bring it. Good? However, the halacha like this. Really, the most opportune time to bring it is up until Sukkot. And therefore, up until Sukkot, you'll read these Pesukim Arami Evin Avi. Correct? After Sukkot is ready, you no longer read the Pesukim. That's halacha. You no longer read.
That is the date, basically.
It's not. The date is till Chanukah. However, till Sukkot is the most opportune time. That's when you're supposed to read the Pesukim. That's not really our Gemara. That's
what? To
what?
We have what they call a dispensation from Sukkot till Chanukah, but the best time is before.
Yes.
How could there be machlokas on the time you bring it up? based on Kriya when you have you see people are holding that Kriya holds back. If you're going to say you can't read after a certain period of time, how could there be enough locus?
That's the wise question. That if you have Kriya, Rabbi Rishai is telling me that you have that if you don't have Kriya, it's fine. So why does he say over here, if you don't have Kriya, you should let it rot? I mean, in a way, that's why he's really asking that, why do you care about Kriya? If you don't care about Kriya, so why in this halacha are you making differences in the Kriya? Who cares? Right. Good. That's the wise question. Okay, so the wise saying, again, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachid. And did Rabbi Elazar say such a thing that the Kriya, if you don't read it, it doesn't bother you? It's fine. Baha, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Hifrish Bikurim Kaidim Lachag. If you separated the Bikurim before the Chag, Va'aber Alein Hachag, and then it passed Sukkis, then over there you have to let it rot. Because over there, you messed yourself up. When you separated it, it was fit to have the Sukkim read on it. And you never brought it. So these fruits need reading on it. Even if you're going to tell you, you don't need a reading, but these fruits need reading on it because you separated them at a time when you need a read. So therefore,
so clearly the reading is ma'akev.
That's what it says. So it seems like it is ma'akev. But the point is, in this case, you have to let it rot, correct?
Right.
Why? Because there's interesting halacha. Since it was chal on them achiyav to read, so when you separated them, you need to read. And now the reading time is over. So this one you can't bring. Good? Right?
And again, this reading time, this reading is only done at the in front of the
Kohen
at the
Bitsamikdash, correct. So this guy couldn't make it to the Bitsamikdash. And he raised separate, unless he's planning on bringing it up to the Bitsamikdash. And Erev Sukkis, he got a flat tire. His horse and buggy wheel got bent out of shape. Right? He got stuck in the snow. Whatever, something happened, he couldn't get to the Bitsamikdash.
The time of reading is from when?
Only up until Sukkis.
Until Sukkis.
Right. Bringing is until Hanukkah. Reading is
from
Shavuos till. From Shavuos until
Sukkot,
you're supposed to read. From Sukkot until Hanukkah, he wasn't feeling well. He's in the hospital.
But in Hagiga, we covered that if you miss the first day, you still have Chol HaMoed.
But that's what we're here talking about. He didn't come. He's not coming. He didn't come the whole Sukkot. Right. He didn't bring the food. He's
including Chol HaMoed.
Never. He came. He's absent. Nothing. He didn't come. Good. So then, in this case, Yirkvu, in this specific scenario, you have to let the fruits rot because these fruits already have the chiyuv to read on them. Mm-hmm. Good. So
but
now,
but it says in the Rashi there, but from Sukkot until Shavuos, you bring in, don't read, right?
From Sukkot,
min hachag
until Hanukkah. Correct.
So then if you let them rot, how are you going
to
bring them?
Yeah, these you can bring. These are stuff because these they were fruits that they got a chiyuv on them to read. Because you were going to bring them before Sukkot, so to speak, it fell onto these fruits. The chiyuv also to bring and to read on these fruits, and now you can't read, so you're stuck. So you have to let them rot.
So from Sukkot until Hanukkah, that's when you did the hafrasha after Chag.
So exactly, perfect. If you separated after the Chag. Right. If you separated them, bring them without reading it. Good.
Right.
However, if you separated them before Sukkot, so then what happened? It came on a chiyuv to read, right? And after Sukkot, I can't read. So these fruits are disqualified because you're stuck. These things already got. That's the worst last time. The chiyuv came with it. Since I separated, now it came with it. A label attached to it. You must read. Mm. So since you can't read now because after Sukkot. These fruits, there's no solution for it. You got to let them rot.
There's a higher kedusha on them? It's
a chiyuv. A chiyuv to read. The chiyuv to read came on it, and you can't read anymore. So therefore, it's going to be... Therefore, it's an issue. Good? That's the halacha that Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yishai. Now, what does it do with us? What does it seem like? Why do you have to let them rot? Why can't you just bring them? Like everyone's asking. Bring the fruits without reading. Who cares? What's this thing? It came on them, a chiyuv to read. Who cares? If you could bring it without reading, so bring it without reading. Who cares if it was chiyuv achalada and you had a chiyuv to read with these? Why do you still let them rot? If you don't care about reading, right? If reading makes no difference to you,
which is what he said originally,
right? So then why do you have to let these fruits rot? The only issue is if there's a chiyuv to read and now you can't read, then I understand why you should let them rot, right? If there's a chiyuv to read, there is such a chiyuv to read, and I can't read, so then I understand why I have to let the fruits rot. But if there's no chiv to read from the first place, it was just a thing we do. If you could do it, it's a good thing to do. say it's not ma'akiv, so then why should you let the fruits rot? But why? What's the difference, Bob? Why should is Kriya ma'akiv or not?
Right.
That's the worst question.
Right, okay.
Good. So my says my lot, isn't it? Mishum, because the loy matzi lemikri alein, because you can't read on them, because you can't read the psukim on these fruits which I had a chiv to read on them, therefore you have to let them rot. But the isal kedaitach, and if you think that according to Rabbi says the name of Rabbi Hashia, kriya eid ma'akeves, kriya is not ma'akev bahen, kriya it does not hold them back from the kain eating them. Amai yerkavu, why do you have to let them rot? So who cares if you didn't read? Why are they disqualified? Because you can't read. What's the problem? Right? What was your whole issue? Because they had a chiv on these fruits to read. You can't read it, they're disqualified. What's the problem? Don't read. You don't care about reading, I thought. So now the Gemara says a famous rule. It's brought a lot of times to Chas. My answer is because of Reb Zera. Do you know this rule? Kol Haro'oi, the other Reb Zera. Kol Haro'oi Labila. Bila ain bila ma'akevis bay. The kosha ain a ra'i labila. Bila ma'akevis. What's the rule? Anything that's fit to do what we want to do, we'll explain it to you in a second. That bila, we'll see in Rashi, but basically outside the case like this. The halacha by Karbei Mincha, we know you're supposed to mix it very well. You mix the flour and the oil. Correct? Mm-hmm. So if the mixing, anything that's fit to mix, it's kosher. Which means like this. Let's say you have 60 esrei tenths of flour. The halacha is, you have to, 60, Chazal say 60 saw of 60 esrei, 60 tenths of flour, tenths of a saw of flour, they mix very well. You can mix them, you put them in a thing, you mix them very well. Correct?
In one
kli. More than that, it doesn't mix well. Too much. It doesn't mix well. Right? So halacha is, you take 60 in one kli if you want. And you have to put the extra one thing. Let's say you have to want to bring 61 sa flour, Karbei Mincha offering, with 61 sa in it. So then, you have to put it in two different kelim. Put 60 in one kli, mix it very well, and then put one, right, you mix the flour and the oil, and another kli. Right? Because you want to make sure you mix it very well. The Torah says you have to mix it. Good. But the Gemara asks on that Mishnah, it's the Mishnah face. The Gemara says, I don't understand. You told me halacha that even if you don't mix your Karbei Mincha, it's kosher. So why are you bothering me now to make 60 in one kli and one in another kli? You told me that there's a Mishnah that says it's kosher. So why are you bothering me? Why are you telling me I have to put a 60 in this kli, one in that kli? You already told me if you don't mix it at all, it's good, right? So why is this theory of Mishnahis? Two different Mishnahis. It's a theory of two different Mishnahis. That's the Gemara asks, right? It's theory of Mishnahis. Two one Mishnah Menacha says that you don't have to mix all. If you don't mix, it's kosher. The other one's giving you a whole criteria. When you mix it, make sure you mix it well. Put 60 in this one, one in that one. So it's a theory. Why do you have to? You have a contradiction? If you don't care about mixing, that's one Mishnah says. If you didn't mix it, it's kosher. So why are you making me now put 60 in one and one in the other one to mix it very well? You don't care about mixing, I thought. Comes up Zera and says a rule that he uses, it's all of a Shas's rule. If you look inside the Gemara, it's in a lot of Gemara's. Comes up a lot, this rule. It's in Chuli, Kedusha, Yivamas, Nida, Menachas, and Nazarim. It comes up all over these two. What? Oh, that what?
What is Bila?
Bila means mixing. So the Gemara is like this. Kol Shebila Ma'akiv.
Call her
royal. So the Gemara, Reb Zera answers like this. Reb Zera comes with the rule, Shas rule. He says, if you are fit, everybody relax. Carl, what's the rule here? If you are fit to be mixed, it's possible to mix you, then I don't care if we mix you or not. Because if you're less, then it's. Oh, that's Reb Zera's rule. That's
if
his
it
term.
Was Roy, right?
Yeah.
And it's not market.
Uh-huh. So if it's fit to mix it, we don't care if you mix it. As long as you're in the situation, it's all at the rotten. If you're in the mix, if you're able to mix it, because less than 60 saw, 60 esrei, so you're able to mix it very well, even if you didn't mix it, it doesn't bother me. But if you're in a situation where I can't mix you properly, because you're 61, then if we don't mix it, then you have a problem. It's all about if the possibility. That's Reb Zeira's teretz, saying if we're able to mix you, we didn't mix you. So we don't care. The Mishnah says we don't care. If you're 50 saw, 20 saw, we didn't mix you. Since we're able to, we have the ability to mix you very well. If we didn't mix you, it's fine. It doesn't bother us. You have to be in the situation. You have to have the ratzi. You have to be in the have the ability.
What's the second happen? You
call her ra'oi labila.
Right.
If you're fit to mix, because let's say you're 59 or 60, then even if you didn't mix it, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It's ain't bila ma'akavis. You're mixing. It does not hold the fact. As long as you can mix it, even if you didn't mix it, it's okay. Call she ain't a ra'oi labila. If you're not fit to mix because you're 61 and we can't mix you properly, then if we don't mix you, then it's a problem. Then it's ma'akav. Then it bothers us. That's Reb Zeira's text. That's why it's separated. So therefore, they can both be ra'oi. Now, even if you put 60 and then 1, you didn't even mix it, we're happy. It doesn't bother us.
What does it mean, bila me'akev? It means if you do mix it, it's no good if you have 61?
I'm Reb Zeira. Kol.
Of course it's cheap.
Kol ha'ra'oi labila. Whatever is fit to be mixed, because it's less than 60 or less. Ain bila, the mixing is not ma'akev, but it doesn't hold it back, which means even if you do not mix it, we're happy. The chol she'enoi ra'i labila, whatever is not fit to mix, because it's 61, then bila ma'akev is where the mixing is a problem. Because the minute you are not able to be mixed...
The mixing is a problem, you have to mix it?
Bila, if you didn't mix it, I mean, bila means is ma'akev will hold it back.
Needed,
if you do not need the ma'akev is by, then it will hold it back, it will be necessary to do.
Good. Namely, what they're saying is, if it's too large to physically mix, you can't mix it.
Correct. And therefore, since you can't mix it,
therefore
it's no good. Right? And so even though technically speaking, you have an interesting case, you separated your 60 and your 1 in order that you can mix it. You didn't mix it. It's a kosher karbon mincha. Because now it's fit to be mixed. You have to be in the situation it's fit to be mixed. You don't have to mix it. Once you're in the situation, once you're fit, then it's good enough. Even if you didn't actually do it. We have to do our situation. We have to put ourselves our situation to serve Hashem. If it doesn't work out afterwards, we messed up, then it's fine. As long as we put ourselves into the situation, that's what Hashem wants.
But the Yavan is good.
It's just reading the Mosek that over here, the first thing is put yourself in the situation. If it didn't work out afterwards, for whatever reason, even if you got lazy, if it didn't work out, that's Reb Zeira's Chiddush. But it's you have to understand, so he's saying a big thing.
Yeah.
You put yourself into the situation, it didn't work.
If you set up the parameters,
it doesn't work. It's still good. That's what we care about. You have to set up the situation. You set it up. You could mix it properly. If something happened, you forgot to mix it, or something happened. I don't know. Still, the halacha is it's still going to be kosher. So how does that apply to our Gemara? The same halacha. If you're able to read because it's before Sukkos and you can read it, and then you didn't read it, it's okay. You were in the situation of reading. And for whatever reason, you didn't read. You didn't read it. Not that you couldn't. You didn't. You could have read it, but you didn't read it for some reason.
If you couldn't, it already takes you out of it.
That's what I'm saying. If you couldn't read it, because the guy's a mute or something, then I don't know what to do. Then you couldn't read it. If you couldn't read it because it's after Sukkot, then your whole thing's pustle. Then, if you need Kriya, then you have to let your fruits rot, according to him.
But we're talking about two different things. One is mute or blind, and the other one who's coming on time. And can repeat what he has to repeat from the coin. Or the other one is something happened and he couldn't make it to Beis Mikdash.
No, it's the same idea. The idea is the same. The idea is that as long as the parameters are set up but I just didn't do it, then it's okay. But if there's no Kriya available, because let's say it's too late now to read it, then it's going to be Ma'akev. So it's really, we hold that if you skip the Kriya, usually it's not a problem. Because since you have the ability to read, it's before Sukkot, because you didn't read for some reason. The guy never read it. Something happened. I don't know. It was hectic in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen ate it. It's okay. Then it's not a problem. However, if you're in a situation where you can no longer read because it's ready after Sukkot, then it is a problem, and then you will not be able to eat these fruits. You have to let these fruits rot. In our case, where the Chiv came on to read because he took it before Sukkot, and now you can't read. There, you're going to get stuck because the Reb Zeira is Chiddush. That's the answer to Reb Zeira. So we thought we have a question or a real other revelation. We said, we don't understand. If you hold reading, it doesn't matter. Why do you have to let these fruits rot? Who cares if you can't read? The answer is depends. If you're in a situation to read, then you didn't read, it's okay. But if you're not in a situation to read anymore, then it's disqualified. You can no longer bring the Bikurim and these fruits have to rot. So let's see the more inside. Again, we'll see Rashi. Amar, let's see it again inside. Amar, Elazar, Amar, Baishya. Bikurim, Hanacha, Makazben. When you bring Bikurim, the putting down, the placing down in front of his Mizbeach does hold it back from the Kohen eating it. Kriya ain't Ma'akavis Bayin. But reading the psukim is not hold it back. It's still valid. The Kohen could still eat it, even if you didn't read it. Mara asks, Umi Amar Balazar Hachi. Did Rabbi Lazar say such a thing? Baha Amar Balazar, Amar Bashaya, Hifrish Bikurim, Kaidim Lachag. If you separated the Bikurim before the Chag, Va'amar Alein Hachag, and then the Chag passes and you didn't bring them, you have to let the fruits rot. My love, isn't it? Mishav Deloy Matzi. Lemikri alayt, isn't it because you can no longer, you can, it's not found to read on them.
No, question on that. Why are we assuming that the kriya was the issue here? It could also be you didn't bring it, you separated it before Chag, and you didn't bring it. Why can't you say, well, you didn't do the hanacha either?
No, because of course, what we're telling you, you can't even do hanacha. We're not going to accept the whole thing anymore from you. In this, your situation, since you can no longer read it, we're not going to accept it anymore. If you bring it after till Chanukah, it's good. But since you separated over here, and it got a chiv to read, and now you can no longer read, these fruits are disqualified. You can't bring them anymore. Even if you do a hanacha, it's not going to help you. If you bring these fruits to the Beis HaMikdash now, and you do a hanacha, it's not going to help you anymore. Because these fruits, the chiv, you have to read on these fruits. If you don't read, they're disqualified. So in this situation, they have to be wrapped. It's good? So my love, Mishum the loy matir mikrelin isn't because you can't read on them. There's a chiv that came on these fruits to read on them. You can no longer read on them. But the isal kadaitach kriya ein ma'akavis. But if you hold that kriya does it's not hold them back, amayik. Why do you have to let them rot? We don't care about kriya. Kriya doesn't bother us whatsoever. My answer is no. Because Reb Zera, we go with the rule of Reb Zera. The Amar Reb Zera, kol ha'ra'oi lebila. If you are fit to be mixed, right? Because you are less than 60.
Meaning you brought these fruits on time.
So which would mean you brought the fruits on time and you could read it. Then Abilamakas to the mixing won't bother me. And by also the Kriya won't bother me if you brought the fruits.
If you designated these fruits, then you brought them, but you didn't read on it.
But you still could read.
It depends when. If it was before Sukkot,
you still could read. Because then it wouldn't.
True. Abilamakas, the Bila's good. It wouldn't hold it back.
You brought it on time. You don't even have to read according to
Zera. Okay. Halacha, you're supposed to, but if you didn't, you're fine. It's not ma'akev. Good. True. And that's how we're explaining Rabbi Shaya. Good. However, what does Rabbi Lazar hold in name of Rabbi Shaya? Kosher in a royal beef. It's not right to mix because 61. Right?
Or because it's too late.
Or because it's too late, it's after Sukkot, and you didn't read on them. Then, Bila Makas, but if you can't do it, then you're mixing or you're reading.
Then the Kriya would hold it
well,
back.
Yes, hold it back. So it's not a contradiction, but really, reading in itself does not hold back. I mean, our Chita from the outside picture is, do you care about reading? Does it bother you? No, it does not bother me. As long as you can read. Good? Fine. So that is going to be the Chita of Rabbi Lazar Bashai. Of Rabbi Lazar, and then of Rabbi Shai. But we have to realize, according to this opinion, if it has, I'm in a situation where I cannot read, hello, like according to Rabbi Zera, it's a problem. Good? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in a situation where I can't read for some reason, right?
Right.
Then it's ma'akif. Then it's a problem.
And you had a chiyuv to read on it.
Right, it's a situation where I had a chiyuv and I can't read for some reason. Then you're going to have an issue. So what do you do if you can't talk? I don't know. It's a good question.
Then you never had a... You have to read
it again, right? Because it's a charish anyway, I don't know. Yeah, but what do you do with your fruits? I don't know. But no, that's a problem. That's a case of...
You can't make a shaliach.
No, Bikurim, you're supposed to do yourself. You have to cut. You can't do paila, you can't make a shaliach like Bikurim. You can't
make
a
shaliach.
What?
Maybe
you put the mitzvah to the gemar. Anyway, it's a shaliach, he's a shaliach, a shaita. It's never gemar. It depends if he's a deaf and a deaf mute. Because if it's a shayla, I think it's deaf and a mute, then he has a halacha like a shayta.
No,
let's say it's just a mute.
Cover
that question.
In the Higiga, who's required to bring and who's not. It's on the first page.
That's why I cover Chagiga. What about Bikurim? Now I'm talking about Bikurim. That's why I cover Chagiga. If you have to be other regal, fine. But now, what do you do with your own fruits? What do you do about your fruits? Fine. I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know what the guy's a mute does. Fine. That is going to be. That's a sugya. Let's see Rashi.
We'll talk about it.
Mazda Shalom, we'll get there one day, hopefully. Talk about it. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. It's really, there's no heading to this Rashi. It starts from Bikurim. It's like the end of Rashi, Karina Beva Hazar Lo Yechal. It is.
Right under the Menachos on the side.
Seven lines from the narrow lines in Rashi. Good. Bikurim Lefnei HaChag. The halacha is bikurim before the chag, which means chag means sukkahs. B'nei kriya ninu, they are sons of kriya, meaning the halacha is you have to read. La'achar chag, after sukkahs, la b'nei kriya ninu, they are not sons of reading. You do not have to read. Why? The chsiv basar kriya, because it says in the Torah after, it tells you you have to read, it says v'samachta b'chol atay. After kriya, after it mentions kriya that you have to read in the Torah.
Oh, it's not part of the kriya.
Right, the chsiv basar after kriya, after the reading of the, it says, in those psukim it says afterwards, v'samachta b'chol atay, you should rejoice with all the good that Hashem gave you. Now, what's the season of kol atay, of all the good coming out? So me'atzeres v'atachag, this is only from Shavuos until Sukkot, then it's a very joyous time. Why is that such a joyous time? Chuzman simchas lekitas peres. It's a time of joy that you're collecting all your fruits. It's the time of harvesting.
What is it, Shavuos till Sukkot?
Yeah, that's the time of harvest. The main
what
time
is
of
harvest. Like June, July?
June. Yeah, something like that. That's when you harvest until Sukkot. It's the main harvesting time. So therefore, maybe the Kaira. That's what you bring and you read. But a chag ba'ad Chanukah, from Sukkot until Chanukah, maybe the Enoch you bring with Ari, and there is a less joyous time. There are still a few things out of the field he's still collecting, but most of the harvesting is done between Shavuos and Sukkot. A little bit is done. You can still bring it to Bikurim until Chanukah, because there are still a minimal amount of harvesting going on. But the main time of Simcha,
after
the
Chanukah, there's no more harvesting.
No more harvest. Basically nothing. It's like winter. It's like December. It's not. It's pretty dead winter. Not really harvesting anything anymore.
That's for the fruit that they had then.
What do you mean? Yeah, I don't know what
fruits.
So, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think.
You drink things like squash.
Is everything chayv in bikurim? All fruits?
Fruits. I love their fruits. They're not fruits. What are they? Vegetables. Vegetable diet. Oh, oranges.
Yeah.
Oh, oranges. Okay. I don't know what they had then. I don't know if they had oranges. Some stuff we have, they didn't have those days, where they didn't craft them when they came from different countries. Fine. Basically, also, it could even if one or two fruits grow. We're looking in general. We're not looking if one, you find one type of fruit that grew. Like we're saying, in general, most of the harvesting was from Shavuos to Sukkot, and a little bit was between Sukkot and Chanukah. Could even find one or two fruits, but it's not enough that will make it that that's the time of harvesting. Because you grow something on your porch.
Today, that's the fruit.
It's interesting. That today it changed. I don't know how. Right, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Because, right.
What was the person's view? How much did he. Let's say. He had only a few plants grow. He had a cube to come all the way to the original line.
Yeah, bikurim is bikurim. It's not plants, it's really fruits. It's not a little plant.
Yeah, he's got one fruit tree in his property.
Yes, anyway, he comes to be other regal. They used to come to be, so usually we do it by sukkah, you're being other regal anyway.
Right.
When that's when they did bikurim. When you came to be other regal, you do bikurim. It's a busy time. It's karbanas, bikurim, is a lot of stuff.
Was this anything or the shiva meaning?
The bikurim.
Shiva saminim. It's only shiva saminim. Oh, also it's only shiva saminim. That's right.
That's
see, Kyle Brown comes to.
Pomegranates, olives, dates.
Los Angeles.
Wheat.
Los Angeles.
Grapes.
The Kedusha doesn't come from there. Don't be so proud. These came from Los Angeles. That's Kedusha. Didn't come from
California.
It didn't come from the Kedusha. Don't come from there unless you pull it out of Toma. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So basically, but even the Shavuos, I guess the Shavuos Aminim, none of them really grow. I doubt any of the Shavuos Aminim grow. Maybe pomegranate. I doubt they grow after Hanukkah. Chita Sa'ara. What? Chita Sa'ara. Chita wheat grows after Chanukah?
The
harvest. Chita, this is the first fruits you tie, the first fruits that come out. Chita Sa'ara, Geffen, Te'ain. I think your grapes grow now in the winter, it's freezing.
No.
Chita Sa'ara, Geffen, Te'ain. The Shavuos Aminim don't grow now.
Pomegranates are fall.
Fine, before Sukkot, nothing really grows from now. Very little things grow. I know dates probably grow in the summertime. I don't know.
Dates are in the summer.
And they grow up on a farm.
Know all this.
Bring them back. Bring them back. Our trees
bear like October.
No, and what does he say? When
does
things usually
between Shavuos and Sukkot? I'm saying what it says here. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Between Shavuos and Sukkot is the main harvest, and there's a little bit of harvesting going on between Sukkot and Chanukah. Shavuos Aminim. Shavuos Aminim that need to bring Bikurim. Good, fine. Let's try to see Rashi. Between Shavuos and Sukkot is most stuff. Sukkot and Chanukah is a few stuff. Good, let's try to see Rashi before the end of the Shira Bear.
I'll tell it one day.
Fine, let's see Rashi. Hippers Lefnei Achag. If you said it before the Chag, then let's try to get these Rashi in before the time expires. Hippers Lefnei Achag. So we have a complicated situation here where you separated them before the Chag. So here we got into trouble. Because now, Chala Alein, it was Chal on them, it rested on them, the Chayvas, the Chiyav, the responsibility of Kriya. Right? If you didn't separate it before Sukkot, just bring it without reading it. Here, your issue is you separated it before. So on these fruits, got a chiv to read, because we're in the stage of reading. And then you didn't read, and then you didn't bring them. So that's why we're stuck. Chol alei chavis kriyeva. Amar alei nachak. She'enon ru'uyin oid l'kriya. Now, and it's no longer fit to read on them, because after Sukkot now. Then, Yerkavu, then you could read, then you have to let them rot. Zemara said, we have a contradiction. Do you care about reading, or don't you care about reading?
Right.
If you don't care about reading, why do you still let the fruits rot? Just don't read. Why do you think it's chal on them, a chiyuv to read, that stayed on them? You know, there's no chiyuv to read, I thought. Don't read if you don't want. Whatever, if you didn't read, it's okay. My answer would like Ribzeira. La'aylam bar'unya l'kriya. Lay ma'atma. Really? If it's right for kriya, it's not ma'akif. Lay ma'akif for kriya. Ava balav sha'avres manon. But on, sorry, pe'elu sha'avres manon. These that the time passed. The inner ru'uyin, they're not fit oid anymore l'kriya. Then ma'akva kriya, then the kriya is ma'akva, it will hold it back. Because the Reb Zeira, like the rule of Reb Zeira, the Amar who says, kal ha'ra'i labila v'chulu etc. The Mesechtas menachas tafkof gemol mebeith, tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Harei olai shishim ve'echot isar. Someone says, behold, it is upon me to bring 61 tenths of flour for a karban mincha. The Mishnah says, maybe shishim v'kli echot, bring 60 in one vessel, the echad b'kli acher, and one in another kli, you have to bother to split them up. Why? To add shishim until 60, yechaylam livalal, they have the ability to mix them b'kli echad. You can mix them, b'lula means to mix them very well. You can mix them very well in one kli. Aval shishim v'echad, but 61, kimlu l'rabbanan, it's established to the rabbanan, the einan nivlal and yafid, they are not mixed very well, they don't mix well. We wondered in it. We the Gemara had a question. And when they cannot be mixed, my habit, what is it? But we learned in the Mishnah. If you didn't mix it all together, kosher, it's kosher. So who cares if it doesn't mix well? Even if you don't mix it all together, it's kosher. It's good, Rav.
Yeah.
Umeshani, Rav Zeira answered, Kola Roy Labila, if it's fit to be mixed, because it's 60 or less, then the Mishnah, then the mixing does not help, etc. Said if it's not fit to be mixed because it's 61, you can't mix it properly, then the bila will be ma'akev shkayach baruch Hashem. Now you know another Reb Zeira. It's a good thing to know. You know Reb Zeira.
Phone call. If anybody sees a Muslim, wish him happy birthday.